Hey, hello.
Yeah, hi, I'm
She's not here at the moment.
Okay, is this Dad?
No, this is her uncle.
Oh, how you doing?
Yeah. Can I take a message?
Yeah, this is Sergeant Lorenzen with the Sheriff's Department.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just wanted to chit-chat with her. She's not in any trouble.
Uh-huh.
Can you ever give me a jingle?
Sure, hang on a sec. Got a piece of paper. Okay, what's the number?
Number here is 477.
477.
R-E-N-Z-E-N.
Z-E-N.
Right.
Right here. Okay, I'll have a call.
Okay, thank you now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. How you doing? Sergeant Lorenzen here with the Sheriff's Department.
Oh, yeah. Can you hold on just 1 second? I have a shower running. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
How you doing?
Okay.
How do you pronounce your last name?
It's, the...
called?
Yeah.
Okay. Got just a second?
Uh-huh.
Wanted to talk to you about James.
Uh-huh.
And I understand you know him?
Yeah, he was pretty close to me.
Yeah? How do you know him? Just from school, or?
Well, he was my brother's best friend. I was, like, his older sister.
Okay.
So, like, he would always be over here, and his mom and him didn't get along so well. So
right.
We'd always, he was, like, the family member we adopted.
Okay.
And he'd always eat over here, and we'd let him stay here and
okay.
Take care of him.
Okay. Did he stay over there recently?
Yeah, he was here like the past week of his life before he died.
Okay. There was a note we found with your name on it that referred to the Days Inn.
Yeah.
Were you staying over there for a couple days?
Yeah, not with him, though.
Oh, okay. Well, it was a handwritten note, and it referred to you staying over there. Were you going to hook up with him, or give him a place to stay, or?
No, actually. I was with a friend of mine.
Okay.
It was somebody I was seeing. I don't know, maybe he was jealous?
No, I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, that's how I found you, so.
But as far as me and him went, I never liked him like that.
Are you just friends then?
No, yeah, he was
okay.
He's too young.
Okay.
I mean, I loved him to death, you know.
Right.
I felt like his mother, his sister, right. And I mean, sometimes he would tell me, oh, Mindy, can I be your boyfriend for a week? When I'd break up with my boyfriend, but.
Sure.
I mean, I have a 6-year-old, and her
see.
Dad's 25. James was just, I mean,
right.
You know.
I understand.
I mean, I loved him and everything, but I'd never think of dating him. I mean,
right.
Not like that. I mean,
right.
He really needed, you know, to get his stuff together.
Right.
Before I think anybody would, you know,
yeah.
Want to date James.
Do you know anything about his...
That's kind of disturbing, actually.
What's that now?
I said that's kind of disturbing that you tell me that.
That he had that, you mean?
Yeah, because I don't know why, I just...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had talked to him and my dad that night. He was here, and he
okay.
Wanted to come over there, but I said, no, sorry.
Yeah.
I was like, you can't come over here because I had my daughter there, and the person I was there with had to get up and go to school at 6 a.m. to college.
Okay.
and it was late. It was like 10:30, and I had to take her to school. And I said, "No, James, I'm sorry. I wish I could help you, but I can't have you over here because, you know, he'd be pacing the hotel room smoking cigarettes probably."
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what the conversation was about? I mean, why did he get a hold of you actually at the motel?
Yeah, that's the last time I talked to him. My dad took the phone away.
Okay.
Yeah, he just wanted to know if he could come and stay because Gary, my uncle, said he can't stay here anymore. He says, he helped him a lot, and
mm-hmm.
he says, I can't let you stay here. And he was out front. I guess my dad said Gary wouldn't let him in. He was on the patio.
Mm-hmm.
I told him that night, I said, "You're welcome to sleep in the Cadillac."
Mm-hmm.
My Cadillac
was
my uncle's, but he gave it to me. And then, well, now it just sits in the driveway because I got a new car.
Uh-huh.
But it's a 69 Cadillac, so it's got a, big back seat.
Sure.
So he slept in there numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told him he's welcome to sleep there if he wants. And then I told him to hold on a second, and I handed the phone to Julie.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad got back on the telephone.
Okay.
And then I got back on the telephone with my dad. So, I mean, I figured he'd sleep in the Cadillac. He'd be okay.
Yeah.
You know, my dad fed him. And then I guess that night, I don't know if he slept in the Cadillac or what, but the next day, we didn't hear from him. We didn't see him. Usually stops by for lunch or breakfast or something, or calls or wants to go get a beer
mm-hmm.
with my dad. They kind of had a drinking problem.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't hear from him at all until that night after I cooked dinner. I got a phone call and found out what happened to him.
I see.
Which was really upsetting. I cried for days straight. Days
sure.
in the garage.
So it was the seventh then is when you actually talked to him then, right?
The what?
The seventh you talked to him?
Yeah, it was. Okay. I believe so, because, he died on the 8th.
Okay. Okay.
And he just has a note that says Mindy, days in? I mean, is it a letter or is it a note?
No, just a note. It has your name on it and the room number and the days in.
Yeah, it's his writing. I don't know. That might be my dad's writing.
It doesn't look like his. It looks like an adult type writing.
It is my dad's writing, probably. Yeah, because I left the room number and told him if they needed to get a hold of me, I'd be there.
How was he that night when you talked to him?
Well, he always seemed to be depressed, you know. I mean, I never thought James would live a long life. I never thought he'd die the way he did, though.
Mm-hmm.
He was just kind of depressed again. Like, you could tell, he was lonely and...
Yeah. Do you know why he was depressed, though?
He had nowhere... Well, yeah, I mean, he had nowhere to go. His mom wouldn't let him go back home.
Right.
He had no money. He had no job.
Yeah.
I mean, he had basically a pretty terrible life.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if he could have only seen how many people really cared about him, though,
you know...
that were there. It's just so tragic.
Do you know about the incident between why his mom wouldn't let him stay there?
Oh, well, I mean, he was a problem child, I know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't think James was capable of getting the job. I think, I told him the week before he died, I wish I had more time, I would have taken him down to he needs disability,
uh-huh.
to get on disability and to rent a room somewhere. And so I would say stay away from his mom. I think she has problems, too. I mean, ever since he was young, she gave him all kinds of pills.
Mm.
Ritalin and everything, and, Klonopin, and she's on all that stuff, too. And, I mean, I think that kind of messed him up as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he always was, a problem kid through school. Him and my brother were always in trouble. And,
mm-hmm.
they would always be doing things not, like, really bad, but, like, just throwing stink bombs on the field, the baseball field, and,
okay.
Just stupid things they
prank type
do.
Stuff, right?
Yeah,
prank okay.
type stuff. So, but, I mean, he had just got out of jail, too. He was in for 4 months. That's
right.
The longest he's been in. So I guess it just was really depressing for him to get out and have nowhere to go. And then he wanted so bad to stay here. He said, "Do you think Gary would let me stay if I get a job?" And, I mean, I know he wanted to try.
Mm.
And it's just, I guess, like my dad said, being rejected everywhere he went, he just couldn't take it anymore.
Right.
And I personally think he got a hold of some drugs. Because
mm-hmm.
my dad said he wasn't acting normal at all.
When he was there, you mean?
Yeah, the night
okay.
before on the porch.
Okay.
And he was, I really feel bad. Maybe if I was here, that wouldn't have happened, what it did to him, because I usually talk to him.
Uh-huh.
And I'll let him in the garage when they're asleep.
Okay. And your dad is who, Dennis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
James got a hold of some speed, because
okay.
From time to time I would see him on that.
And that's his drug of choice and his crank?
I believe it was, unless he got a hold of acid, because he flips out and starts, thinking weird things and tells me, he's told me before, people chase him down, people are trying to get him with a knife,
mm-hmm.
His mom tried to kill him, he thinks that she's trying to have people kill him.
Now, you think this is his mental condition or is drug induced?
I don't think James was really on drugs, like, all the time, like speed, because he had no money.
Right.
But I think he had mental problems from all of the pills that he had taken as a child and just his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
His dad not being there, his mom always yelling and screaming at him.
I see.
You know, and I think he just so happened to flip out when he got out of jail and just, I guess, you know, he got a hold of some of that, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Has he ever talked to you before about, you know, suicide?
Yeah, he has. Yeah, he was definitely, I knew he was suicidal. That's what I thought would happen. I thought that he would end up committing suicide, but I hoped that, you know, he would get some help because his dad's a Christian, and I told him that he should go to Teen Challenge.
Right.
That I believe that would be a good thing for him to do and to call his dad. I've even, you know, offered to drive him down to the valley to get away from his mom.
Right.
But it's tragic. The ending of it is tragic. He was somebody who needed help. I don't know why he was shot so many times. I don't believe that was necessary. I mean, they didn't have to do that to him.
Okay.
I mean, it's really, really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, even if he had a butter knife, James, I know it wouldn't harm anybody else.
Okay.
So, right. I don't know. I feel bad. I think, you know, he might have been upset because I know he loved me, like, so much, like, you know, as everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as his mom, his older sister. I'm sure he probably even liked me as his girlfriend if I would be, but I mean, look at our age difference.
Right.
And I think he was probably really upset too because, well, I broke up with my ex and I'm dating somebody who's 22,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of a little bit younger than me.
Right.
But, I mean, we get along really well, and he's a really great guy. He's a full-time college student with honors.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of my brother's friends, too.
Mm-hmm.
And James knew him, too, and James never, they never really got along well. So I think James might have been kind of jealous that
I see.
It was him that I went out with rather than James. And
right.
He probably felt like, you know, maybe a loser because he had no job and, you know, he didn't have his stuff together.
Okay. Has he ever hurt himself before?
I think he has, yeah. I mean, I don't know, but I think he has. I mean, I think that he's probably tried to cut his wrist or something at home before.
Okay.
From what I've heard.
Okay. But he's never talked to you about doing anything like that to himself?
He gets weird. He would get weird sometimes. He'd start chanting all those stupid, like, punk rock songs.
Yeah.
And then tell me how cool it is to be with the devil and... You know, I've seen some weird stuff James writes down. Like, he'll start writing stuff down on paper.
Okay.
But, I mean, I knew James was, partially suicidal. But okay. We helped him as much as we possibly could.
Yeah, and you don't know what maybe put him over the edge that day?
To start hurting
himself like that?
I'm sorry?
You don't know what maybe caused to put him over the edge? Any one of that?
Yeah, drugs. Okay. I was a speed. I know he was on drugs. If he was sober, he wouldn't have done that. There's no way. And I think it was the fact that he got out of jail,
mm-hmm.
and he was in for so long in jail this time that he was used to having a bed and food. And it's the fact that they wouldn't let him in either. I mean, I'm sure they feel bad too.
Mm-hmm.
My dad would have, but you know, my uncle can't take care of everybody. He's already taking care of. I mean, I pay $500 a month rent here.
Mm-hmm.
My dad lost $2 million and is a drunk now, the town drunk. I don't know if you know him, but...
No, I don't. Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, yeah. So, I guess being locked on the patio and having nowhere to live, nothing to eat, no money,
mm-hmm.
and then I guess, you know, they called me and he wanted to come over there and I said no, and I guess he just couldn't handle it. I guess he just flipped out and...
Did he actually call you at the motel then?
Yeah, well, my dad did. Yeah, they did. And I talked to him and then my dad got back on the phone and I, you know, remember what I told you? I said, I'm sorry, I can't have you over here because...
Right.
You know, we have to get up and go to school tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I love James a lot, but he did have problems.
Right.
So, you know, I even thought about that. I told my new boyfriend that. I was like, oh, I hope he's not jealous, you know. I was like, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, how he knew you, too.
Right.
And Denny, and he knew that you were Denny's friend. And
wow.
I mean, he knew that James...
Right. Different way, though, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's a child.
Right.
I couldn't see myself really dating James.
Okay.
Not in my circumstances. I don't think he would, like, I mean, unless I wanted to take care of him the rest of my life.
Right, right.
And that would be kind of really weird.
Okay. All righty. Well, hey, if there's anything else you can think of or you want to talk, you got my number, right?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you talked to Stephanie or?
Say that again now?
Have you talked to Stephanie or just? Was in James's pants, you mean?
Yeah.
So she, you mean she was upset about it?
No. We didn't talk to her about the note, no. With your name on it, you mean?
Or everybody just wondered.
No, we're follow up on all the different leads that we have.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to get some background. And
of why he freaked out like that?
Right.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, with your name and whatnot on that piece of paper, that's why we tracked you down. That's why I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I think we were more of a family to James than she was.
Okay.
That's really sad.
Okay.
I will miss him a lot.
Okay. Well, if there's something that comes to your mind that we haven't talked about, you got my number. Can you please give me a call?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care now.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This last call was to... Now is 5:20 in the afternoon. This is Sergeant Lorenzen. This has to do with the James Daniels officer-involved shooting.